So in chapter 4, God gives Moses signs that he could perform to prove that he is sent from God.
Un ceturtajā nodaļā Dievs Mozum dod zīmes, ar ko viņš varētu parādīt, ka Mozus tiešām viņam ir parādījies. Ka Dievs Mozus tiešām ir parādījies.
And he shows, basically he's showing Moses that he's giving him authority to go deliver the people.
Un viņš rāda Mozum, ka viņš viņam dod autoritāti par cilvēkiem, ka viņš varētu viņus atbrīvot.
For example, when he throws his rod down, it turns into a snake.
Kad viņš nomestu savu zizli zemē, tas pārvērš.
And God says, you know, don't run away from it, grab it by the tail.
Un Dievs saka viņam nebēdz projām no tās, bet saķer to aiz astes.
If you know anything about snakes, if you grab it by the tail, that's the most dangerous thing to do, because it could come back and bite you.
Un ja jūs kaut ko zinat par čūskām, tad ķeršana aiz astes ir viena no briesmīgajām lietām, jo čūska ar galvu var pārnēties atpakaļ un sakos cilvēku.
But it turns back into a rod.
Bet tā pārvēršas atpakaļ par zīzli.
He's showing him not to fear, but to know that you have power over Satan's kingdom.
Bet Dievs viņam parāda to, ka viņam nav jābaidās, parāda to, ka viņam ir vara pār Sātanu.
You remember the prophecy about the serpent, that he would have enmity with the children of Eve?
Enmity.
Conflict,
yeah.
Hatred.
Atceraties, kad bija teikts par Ievas bērniem, ka viņiem būtu sacelšanās naicija pret čūskas dzimumu.
Mm-hmm. And so, here we see a spiritual, not allegory, but just a spiritual lesson.
Šeit ir, mēs redzam kādu garīgu mācību stundu.
If you look at Egypt was a very mighty nation. They had a whole, at that time, it wasn't just one of many countries, it was one of the most powerful country in the world.
Tajā laikā, ja mēs apskatāmies uz Ēģipti, tā bija viena no svarīgākajām un milzīgākajām valstīm tajā laikā.
And for Moses to go back to Egypt, where the Pharaoh had wanted to kill him, that Pharaoh had died, but he needed God's encouragement, his strength, boldness.
Mozum vajadzēja Dieva drosmi un spēku, lai viņš atkal varētu atgriezties Ēģiptē, tur, kur viņš bija kādu nogalinājis.
He also gives him a sign of turning water into blood.
Viņš vēl kāda zīme, ko viņš dod, Dievs dod Mozum, ir tas, kad viņš varētu pārvērst ūdeni par asinīm.
Who knows what was the first sign that Jesus did in the book of John?
Kas no jums zina, kas bija pirmā zīme Jāņa evaņģēlijā, ko Jēzus izdarīja?
You know?
Что? Иисус, который сделал? В Кане Галилейское вино превратил.
Turned water into wine at the wedding, right?
Yeah.
It says that this was the first sign that he did, and he revealed his glory to his disciples. So there's a parallel. Turning water into a different substance, red substance. And we'll see that again later when the whole Nile River turns into blood. And it's a sign of God's judgment. And so Moses returns to Egypt, just as the Lord commanded him.
Un Mozus atgriežas Ēģiptē tāpat kā Dievs viņam bija pavēlējis.
And God tells him, you're going to say, let my people go, but Pharaoh's not going to want to let them go.
Un jūs redzēsiet, ka Mozum tiek teicis, ka tu gribēsi, lai faraons atlaiž viņu cilvēkus, bet faraons nelaidīs.
And in fact, God would harden or make firm Pharaoh's decision to not let the people go.
Dievs padarīs stingrāku šo faraona lēmumu neatlaist tautu.
Did you notice that many times it says that God actually hardened Pharaoh's heart?
Jo jūs pamanījāt, ka daudzas reizes bija rakstīts, ka Dievs apcietināja faraona.
And he says why he does that.
So that paskaidro, kāpēc viņš tā darīja.
So that he would know who the Lord is.
Lai tas iemesls, kāpēc viņš tā darīja, lai faraons zinātu, kas tas Dievs ir tāds.
That being a rebellious person, you're going to experience more of God's judgment.
Un esot cilvēks, kas atceļas par Dievu, jūs daudz lielāku Dievu tiesu izpelnīsiet.
God wanted to wanted to deliver them, but he had to reveal God had to reveal his greatness by delivering them from someone that was really hardened and not letting them go.
Un Dievs gribēja atbrīvot, bet viņš arī gribēja parādīt savu spēku caur visiem šiem brīnumiem.
And so sometimes that becomes a problem in our minds. Well, how could God harden his heart?
Un dažreiz mēs to domājam un uzskatām kā kādu problēmu, kā gan Dievs var apcirināt kādu sirdi.
One answer that may help is that Pharaoh hardened his own heart and then the Lord hardened
un tad,
his heart.
Tā atbilde, kas varētu būt, ir bija tā, ka sākumā Faraons pats apcietināja savu sirdi un tad Dievs apcietināja to lēmumu, ko viņš jau bija pieņēmis.
An interpretation of that would be that we make the decision whether we're going to be against or for God and then God firms up that decision and makes it strong so that we stay on either hot or cold.
Un tad citu piemēru ņemot, tad iedomāsimies, ka mēs paši varam izlemt, vai mēs piederēsim Dievam vai nē, un tad Dievs var nostiprināt to lēmumu, ko mēs esam pieņēmuši.
But if we continue to question the justice of that, God would say, well, I harden whoever I want to harden.
Bet ja mēs gribam vienkārši runāt par to, vai Dievs to var darīt, vai nevar darīt, tad tā atbilde ir tā, ka Dievs saka, ka viņš pats izlēma.
And how God's sovereignty
sirdi, un kuram ne.
And how God's sovereignty and our free will work together, I can't explain. I can't ever explain, not especially not in 2 seconds.
Paskaidrot to kādās 2 sekundēs, kā mūsu griba un Dievu visvarenības strādā un iedarbojas.
Well, that's not the worst thing.
Where in Romans 1 it talks about people that, although they knew about God, they refused to acknowledge God. You see, Egypt, they had all these other foreign gods, and they didn't acknowledge the Lord. And so, even just for that, they deserve the judgment of God. Not for hardening his heart only was he being judged, but just for his relationship with God. But so it's not God punishing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So they were a very pagan country, but they persisted in that paganness through the assistance of God hardening their heart. What she was saying is that God gives, sometimes people reach a point of sinfulness and God just gives them over to that. He just says, okay, you want to live a totally immoral lifestyle, then go ahead. You're gonna pay for it in the end, but he's going to stop holding them back from their sin. Well, what it does say is that many times Pharaoh said, okay, I've sinned against God, pray for me, and I'll let you go. But then he changes his mind.
Tas, ko mēs zinām par Faraonu, ka viņš daudz reiz teica, nu labi, es esmu tur grēkojis, un lūdziet par mani, un es atlaidīšu jūsu cilvēkus, bet pēc tam viņš tik un tā neatlaidīja.
Okay, so we see all of the plagues that God sent.
Un tālāk mēs redzēsim visus tās mocības, ko Dievs sūtīja.
From chapter 7 through chapter 10.
No 7. Līdz 10. nodaļa.
There's several plagues here listed.
Tad ir uzskaitītas dažādas mocības.
First there's, well, I'm skipping over a lot, but we kind of have to for time. First there's the plague of blood.
Pirmais ir ūdens pārvēršana asinīs.
And it shows the type of judgment of, like the blood of Jesus. He's receiving the judgment of God for us.
Who is?
The blood in general.
Tad asinis ir tas, kas atspoguļo, kā Jēzus saņem sodu mūsu vietā.
And it's through Jesus' blood, actually, that we have life.
Un caur Jēzus asinīm patiesībā mums ir dzīvība.
And so in the plagues, God is turning order into disorder.
Tad šajās mocībās Dievs pārvērš kārtību nekārtībā.
But in Christ we see things go from disorder to order.
Bet Kristu mēs redzam, kā lietas no nekārtības pārvērš kārtībā.
They looked at the Nile as being the source of life. The Egyptians worshipped it.
Ēģiptieši pielūdza Nīlu, tā bija viena no dievībām viņām.
But when it was turned to blood, the fish were dying, it started to stink, they couldn't drink it.
Bet tad kad tika pārvērsts par asinīm, šis ūdens smirdēja, viņi nevarēja dzert no tā.
But through Christ and his blood, there's life.
Bet caur Kristu un viņa asinīm mums ir dzīvība.
In fact, Jesus one time said, unless you drink my blood, you will have no life in you.
Un īstenībā Jēzus arī bija teicis, ja vien jūs nedzerat manas asinis, jums nebūs dzīvības.
unless you eat my flesh, you will have no life in you. That was hard for some people to accept that teaching. Because it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means. But it's through the plague, but we also see Christ through the plagues.
Bet mēs redzam arī, kā Kristus atklājas cauri mocībām.
And we see how their gods were being, how the Egyptians' gods were seen as being fake, and God comes against those fake gods.
Kā Dievs nostājas pret šiem viltus mazajiem ēģiptiešu dieviem.
Another thing they believed in was frogs.
Vēl kāda dievība, kurai viņi ticēja, bija vardes.
So God sent them so many frogs that they started crawling into their beds at night and they're everywhere.
Dievs viņam uzsūtīja tik daudz vardes, ka tās līda viņu gultās iekšā pa naktīm un bija visur, kur viņi varēja būt.
So Pharaoh says, Moses, tell God to send these frogs away.
Faraons bļauj uz Mozu un prasa viņu, lai viņš aizsūta šīs vardes projām.
Moses says, okay, well tell me, just when do you want them gone?
Un Mozes saka, nu, okay, tikai pasaka, ka tu gribi, lai šīs vārdas ir projām.
Pharaoh says, tomorrow.
Pharaoh saka, nu, rīt.
If I was Pharaoh, I would have said, today.
Es būtu Pharaoh vietā, es teiktu, nu, šodien.
But being that he said tomorrow, he knew that it was the Lord on the next day when all the frogs died.
Un tad nākamajā dienā viņš patiešām zināja, ka tas ir tā kungļa dēļ, ka tās visas vārdas nomira.
But again, verse 15, Pharaoh saw that there was relief, yet he hardened his heart and he would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just like the Lord had said.
11. Un kad faraons redzēja, ka bija dabūjis atelpu, viņš nocietināja savu sirdi un tiem neklausīja, kā tas kungs bija sacījis.
So who was hardening Pharaoh's heart there?
Tātad, kurš apcietināja faraona sirdi tur?
The Lord or Pharaoh?
Pats faraons vai Dievs?
Pharaoh himself. The next plague is the plague of gnats.
Nākamā ir mocība. The third one?
Yeah, verse 16, you see it.
16. Pantā.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the ground throughout the land of Egypt and dust will become gnats. Not gnats, but that's how it's spelled in English.
But then is also lice.
So like lice, it could be lice.
Tad vai nu tie bija odi, vai nu utis.
Krieviski, ja nu krievu valoda pārvest uz latviešu, būs sūņas, mušas.
Dogs?
Visi muhi, sabaičie muhi.
Sūņu
mušas. Fleas.
But tad lio.
Yeah, big, yeah. So, you know...
Nē, tu ir rakstīs, krievu valoda.
And in these things we see that the magicians are repeating these signs.
Un tad šajās pirmajās mocībās mēs redzam, kad arī ēģiptiešu faraona, viņa maģiskiešu cilvēki, viņi arī varēja tādus brīnumus izdarīt, viņa burvi varēja kaut ko tādu līdzīgu izdarīt.
But it says they could not produce the gnats.
Bet viņi nevarēja tik daudz odus izveidot.
And so... Also, they couldn't reverse the plague.
Un viņi arī nevarēja paņemt un apstādināt šo mocību.
You think that if Pharaoh was hiring these magicians to do something, he would get them to take away the frogs and the gnats and the flies.
Jūs varētu domāt, ja nu faraons algo visus šos burvjus, tad viņam tad šiem burviem būtu jāapstādina vārdes, utis un visu to.
But all they could do is add to the curse.
Bet vienīgais, ko viņi varēja izdarīt, ir pavairot šīs mocības.
And you know, Satan has power.
Jūs zini, ka Sātanam arī ir spēks.
There is real power in black magic, witchcraft.
Kaut kādās raganu būšanās un melnajā maģijā arī ir spēks liels.
And they're able to counterfeit true miracles.
Un viņiem ir vara izveidot kaut kādus brīnumus.
So you need to be careful not to just say, you know, is someone doing a sign and think that means they're from God. Don't just assume that. Ask other questions.
Nepieņemiet tikai kādu brīnumu, ko jūs redzat par Dieva brīnumu. Jautājiet vēl kādus jautājumus, lai pārliecinātos par to.
In Deuteronomy it talks about if anyone does a sign and then says, let's go follow after other gods, then you shouldn't follow.
Piektajā mūzes grāmatā rakstīts, ja jūs redzat kādu zīmi, un pēc tam tas cilvēks, ka šo zīmu veids, saka, ka, nu, iesim, sekosim kādam citam dievam, tad nesekojiet šim cilvēkam.
And in the last days, Jesus said that there will be some that come and do signs, even trying to deceive the elect.
Un Jēzus teica arī, ka pēdējās dienās nāks cilvēki, kas censies pievilt cilvēkus mūsu, kad pat izredzētos.
So someone doing a sign or a miracle is not proof that they are from God.
Un kāds, kas veic kādus brīnumus, nenozīmē, ka viņš ir no Dieva.
But the Bible says, test all things and hold fast to that which is good.
Un Bībelē saka, pārbaudiet visas lietas un pieķerieties tam, kas labs.
So, is their teaching biblical?
Vai viņu mācība ir bībeliska?
Or are they leading you after a perverted gospel, a twisted gospel?
Vai viņi jums liek sekot kādam sagrozītam evaņģēlijam?
Be very careful about the so-called faith healers that are on TV.
Un uzmanieties arī no kaut kādiem ticības dziedinātājiem, kas bieži parādās televīzijā.
Faith healers. If someone comes and they says, you can be healed of anything and you just have to believe.
Есть такие люди, которые делают, ну, как бы чудеса. Их надо опасаться.
Надо проверить. Их надо проверить. You need to test those who are doing miracles. Look at their doctrine. Are they teaching any false teachings?
Jā, par baldu, vai viņi nemāca kaut kādas viltus mācības.
These were obviously magicians, and so you didn't need to, they weren't teaching anything. They were just, you know, doing their black magic.
Un šeit mēs skaidri redzam, ka viņi bija burvi, un tur nav pat ko pārbaudīt. Viņi nodarbojas ar melno maģiju.
But what I quoted earlier about Jesus, he said, in the last days there will be many deceivers that come.
Bet tas, ko es citēju par Jēzu, ko viņš teica, ka pēdējās dienās būs daudzi, kas centīsies pievilt.
And Jesus says, if they say that Christ is come and he's here or he's there, don't believe them.
Un ja viņi teiks, ka Kristus ir atgriezies, viņš ir tur vai tur, tad neticiet viņiem.
They're a false prophet.
Ja viņi ir viltus pravieši.
So, to name two.
To name two.
So, I'm going to name two of these false prophets.
Es nosaušu divus šos viltus praviešus.
Who have said,
tagad?
Yeah, who are alive today.
Kuri pašlaik ir dzīvi.
And have said, there's recordings of them saying, tomorrow night Jesus is going to appear on the platform.
Un kuri ir teikuši, kad rītvakar Jēzus parādīsies uz skatuves.
And so, come to our big crusade.
Tāpēc nāciet uz mūsu pasākumu.
Because we're going to see him. He might even appear on the cameras.
Jo viņš parādīsies, un iespējams mēs pat varēsim viņu nofilmēt.
Jesus will be here.
Ka Jēzus būs šeit.
And they're not talking about in the spirit.
Un viņš nerunā to garā.
They're talking about what Jesus said. They say if Christ is here or there, don't believe them.
Un viņi runā par to, ko Kristus jau par viņiem ir teicis. Ja kāds saka, kad es parādīšos tur vai tur, tad neticiet viņiem.
So, I'm not going to argue about these men.
Es nestrīdēšos par šiem cilvēkiem.
He's going to tell you their name and then you go and research whether they said this or not.
Un tad jūs vienkārši iet un pameklēt, vai viņi patiešām tā ir teikuši.
First, Benny Hinn said it.
Pirmais, kas šo teica, bija Bennys Hinns.
Second,
otrais,
Todd Bentley.
Todd Bentley.
Both of them had that teaching.
Abi no viņiem kaut ko līdzīgi tādu teica.
Both of them are doing signs and wonders.
Abi no viņiem dara veids brīnumus un zīmes.
And both of them have many people that totally believe in whatever they would say.
Un daudziem no viņiem seko daudz cilvēku, kas tic pilnīgi visam, ko viņi
But if they're introducing false prophecies, they are a false prophet.
Bet ja viņi sludina viltus pravietojumus, tad viņi ir viltus pravieši.
You check it out.
Bet jūs varat to pārbaudīt.
No, kā pārbaudīt to? Kur to var pārbaudīt?
I can give you some websites where you can hear for yourself the audio recordings of Benny Hinn or watch the videos of them saying it.
Tu vēl apskatīsi internetā, kur ir...
Možem pārbaudīt? Nē, nu, pasaki
man. Ja magu... Ja magu paslāt tibia linki ili video pa internete, gdje ti možeš sam slišet ili pasmatrit video, kada oni пророчествовали неправда.
Понял. И приеду заблуждать.
Okay. Much of what false prophets will say is true. So that's why you have to be checking out everything that they say, because they can have 99% truth and 1% poison. And if you accept the poison, then it's dangerous for you.
Daudz no tā, ko tie vilks pravieši teiks, var būt taisnība, bet 99% taisnība un 1% pilnīga netaisnība. Un ja jūs pieņemsiet to 1% netaisnību, tad jūs varat būt pievilti.
So, let's go back to the text, Exodus. The magicians were able to do some of the things that Moses did, but not all.
It's
the same thing with counterfeit miracles. They can only reproduce what God has already done. They can't create anything new.
Ar dažiem brīnumiem, kad šie viltus burvi var izdarīt kādas līdzīgas lietas, ko Dievs jau ir darījis, bet viņi nevar neko jaunu izveidot.
Okay, so after all of the plagues, there were also locusts and a plague of darkness.
Tad pēc visām šīm mocībām, pēc tumsas, pēc kaut kādiem kukaiņiem,
there also sisaņiem, a plague of flies.
Bija arī kaitīgi kukaiņi uzbrukumi.
There is the livestock, the cows and stuff that died.
Arī bija mocība, kad lopu sērga.
There were boils that appeared on people's skin.
Bija arī augoņi, kas parādījās uz cilvēku.
There was a plague of hail that came down upon them.
Pusa, kas no debesim krita.
And through all of these plagues, it should have been motivation to let the Israelites go, but Pharaoh hardened his heart and wouldn't.
Bet caur visām šīm mocībām faraonam būtu jāsaprot, ka viņam jāatlaiž šo cilvēku, bet viņš bija apcietinājis savu sirdi un neatlaida.
So now God is really going to let them have it.
Un tagad Dievs atlaidīs viņus.
Play on the firstborn in chapter 11.
Un tad mēs varam lasīt par pirmdzimto nāvi 11. nodaļā.
Verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. And when he does, he will drive you out completely.
11. nodaļā, 1. pants. Un tas kungs sacīja uz Mozu, vēl vienu mocību es sūtīšu faraonam un Ēģiptei, pēc tam viņš jūs atlaidīs no šajienes. Kad viņš jūs pilnīgi atlaidīs, tad viņš jūs pat dzītini aizdzīs no šajienes.
Verse 2. Tell the people that men and women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver or gold.
Otrajā pantā runā jau tautai dzirdot, lai ik viens vīrs no sava kaimiņa un ik viena sieva no savas kaimiņienes prasa sudrabu un zelta lietas.
Does it say ask there?
Yes.
Okay. An older translation in English makes it sound like the Israelites were going to steal from them, but that's not the case.
Kaut kādā vecākā angļu valodas tulkojumā ir rakstīts, ka viņiem būtu jāzod no Ēģiptiešiem, bet tas nav tā.
Verse 3. The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people.
Trešajā pantā un tas kungs ļaudīm parādīja labvēlību Ēģiptiešu acīs, un arī pats Mozus bija jau liels Ēģiptes zemē faraona kalpa acīs un tautas acīs.
Okay, so what was the last plague that God was going to bring?
Kas bija pēdējā mocība, ko Dievs sūtīja par Ēģiptiešiem?
The death of the firstborn.
Tad pirmdzimto nāve.
It's kind of, we have a saying in English, Pharaoh is going to get a taste of his own medicine.
Faraons tad nogaršotu savu pašas, ko viņš pats bija ļauni izdarījis uz sevis.
You have a saying like that in Latvian, or taste of your own medicine? So, but there was a way out.
But bija izeja.
And that's the Passover.
Un tas ir Pasha.
And so this is a very important thing that points directly to Jesus Christ.
Tā ļoti svarīga lieta, kas ļoti tieši norāda uz Jēzu Kristu.
And I think we should pay careful attention to chapter 12. Pasha.
Pascha. Un angliski.
Passover.
Passover, tas tā kā paiešana garām.
Latviski Pascha.
Pascha.
Пасха.
Because it it's happening at the same time. Every year they would celebrate the Passover.
Пасха.
Well, if you read this chapter, it gives you the original Passover, and then God commanded the Israelites to every year remember the Passover by eating certain foods.
Tātad katru gadu Dievs lika pēc tam, pēc šī notikuma svinēt svētkus, kā atgādinājumu par to, kas
notika. Tu esi saprotu. Es nesaprotu, kāpēc latviski nesaucās praizniki, nu šitais, kā praizniki, svētki. Kāpēc viņi nesaucās Pasha, kāpēc viņi saucās Lieldienas?
Ah,
what do you think?
Pagan
holiday, huh? That's also including the resurrection of Jesus.
Tas arī ietver Jēzus augšām celšanos.
Yeah, you see, when Jesus was crucified, it was at the Passover time.
Un tas laiks, kad Jēzus tika krustā, tas arī bija to Pasha svētku laiku.
And it would fulfill this whole picture that we see in Exodus of the lamb that whose blood saved the nation of Israel.
Un tiktu piepildīts tas, kad caur Jāra asinīm visa nācija tauta tiktu izglābta.
And they were supposed to eat this lamb every year and the unleavened bread every year as a remembrance.
Un par piemiņu tam, kas tur notika, viņiem katru gadu šajā laikā bija jērs un neraudzēta maize.
And when Jesus gave us the Last Supper, he said, "This is my blood, this is my body, this bread symbolizes my body."
Un tad, kad Jēzus mums iecēla svēto vakarēdienu, tad bija tas vīns un maize, kas simbolizē vīns, tātad Jēzus asins un maize, Jēzus miesu.
I wish we had time to read it, but I'll just give you the references and you can read them later.
Laika trūkuma dēļ es jums iedošu tikai raksturvietas, ko es varu pārlasīt vēlāk.
But write down these verses from the New Testament about the fulfillment of this Passover with Jesus Christ.
Un jūs varu pierastīt.
Varbūt jūs
varu Okay, so Luke chapter 22.
Tātad Lūkas evaņģēlijas 22.
Nodaļa. Verse 7. Through 22.
7. Līdz 22. Pāns.
Jesus celebrates the Passover with his disciples.
Jēzus svin Pasha svētkus šeit ar saviem mācekļiem.
And he says that as long as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim my death.
Un saka, kad vien jūs ēdat no šīs miesas un dzerat no šī dzērien, tad jūs pieminat manu nāvi.
So the meal that they would eat, it proclaims Jesus' death.
Tad šis ēdiens, ko viņi ēd, piemin Jēzus nāvi.
Okay. Christ is called our Passover lamb in 1 Corinthians 5:8.
Pirmajā Korintiešiem 5. Nodaļa 8. Pāns, Jēzus tiek sauc par Pasha jēru.
And it says that our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. That he has been sacrificed.
Tad runāts par to, kad viņš tika upurēts.
You can read it. You're there. 1 Corinthians
5:8.
Oh yeah, 7 and 8.
Tātad, jo arī mūsu Pasha jērs ir par mums upurēts Kristus. Tātad Kristus saukts par Pasha jēru.
Okay, also Hebrews 9:22.
Ebrejiem 9:22
says that without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sins.
Teica, ka jo bez asins izliešanas nav piedošanas.
Okay. And so the act of them putting the blood on the doorpost, on the top and on the sides was a sign of Jesus's blood.
Un tātad tas, kad izrēlieši lika pār savām durvīm, par augšējo un par savām malām asiņas, tas bija,
the sign of Jesus' blood.
Tas bija kā Jēzus asiņu arī simbols.
And when the angel was flying over and killing the firstborn of the houses where there was no blood, he would pass over the houses where there was blood on the door.
Tad viņš paietu garām, tas eņģelis, kas ceļoja, lai nogalinātu pirmdzimtos, viņš paietu garām tām mājām, kas bija apzīmogotas ar šīm asinīm.
That's why it's called Passover.
Tāpēc tas ir saukts no angļu valodas, paiet garām Passover.
The angel would pass over the house without killing the firstborn.
Jo eņģelis paietu garām šīm mājām, nenogalinot pirmdzimtos.
It says that this is by faith they were saved.
Tad tur ir rakstīts arī, ka ticībā viņi tika izglābti.
Hebrews 11:28.
Ebrejiem 11:28.
Says, by faith he, Moses, kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel.
Ticībā viņš izpildīja pasvā svētku ieražu un slacīšanu ar asinīm, lai pirmdzimušo maitātājs tos neaiztiktu.
You had to have faith that God is not going to strike your son by putting the blood. I mean, it's an act of faith, applying the blood to your door.
Un tad tā ir ticība, ticības izrādīšana, ka jums uzliekat šīs asinis uz durvīm, uz augšām, virsāniem, un tādā veidā ticot, ka jūs pirmdzimtie tiks pasargāti.
And so with our faith, we need to apply our faith to our lives.
Un mums arī ir sava ticība jāparāda, kāda tā izpaužas mūsu dzīvēs.
Faith is not just an intellectual agreement that something's true.
Ticība nav tikai kaut kāds vienošanās mūsu prātā, ka tā ir taisnība.
But it's applying the blood of Christ to your life.
Bet tās ir Kristus asiņu atklāšana.
It's not something that's popular to talk about.
Tas nav nekas tāds populārs temats, par ko runāt.
It's his blood that's effective in cleansing us from our sin.
Bet tieši tās asiņas ir efektīvas, tad, ka tās atbrīvo no mūsu grēkiem.
Because Jesus shed his blood on the cross, we can be forgiven.
Tāpēc, ka Jēzus savas asinis izlēja pie krusta, mums var būt piedots.
Because in God's eyes, he sees us as being crucified there on the cross.
Dieva acīs viņš redz, tā kā mēs būtu sisti krustā.
The Christ's sacrifice applies to us.
Un Kristus upuris pārsteidz apsedz mūsu.
His payment for sin applies to us.
Ka viņš samaksāja par grēkiem, tas apsedz mūsu.
But we have to take a step of faith.
Bet mums tam ir jātic.
Not just have faith, but actually repent.
Ne tikai ticēt galvā, bet nožēlot patiesi, atgriezties.
To turn to God.
Pievērsties Dievam.
To turn to Christ.
Pievērsties Kristu.
All who call on the Lord shall be saved.
Visi, kas piesaugs Kristus vārdu, tiks glābti.
So we need to apply our faith.
Mums ir jāizmanto šī savu ticību.
Okay, what else? It shows that they trusted in his salvation.
Un tad tas parāda, ka viņi ticēja glābšanai.
Now some say, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but they apply the blood to the top of the door and also on the sides.
Daži saka, ka tas iemesls, kāpēc viņi apzīmogāja tātad durvju augšējo daļu un sānus ar asinīm.
Some say that the blood would drip down from the top and then it would form an image of a cross on the door. I don't know if that's true or not.
Tad, ja tas pilētu uz durvīm, tad tas izveidot krusta attēlu.
But if it is true that, I mean, what a great sign of Christ, huh?
Ja tā ir taisnība, tad tā ir brīnišķīgs tāds simbols Kristum.
Okay, so the next thing that happens is
nākamā lieta, kas notiek,
called the Exodus, when they actually do get to leave Egypt.
Iziešana, tad, kad viņi patiešām iziet no Ēģiptes.
Starting in verse 31 of chapter 12.
No 12. Nodaļā no viņš.
Verse 31.
No 31. Panta.
To the end of the chapter.
Līdz nodaļa beigām.
We don't have time to read all of it, but we'll read the summary of it in Hebrews 11:27.
Tātad Ebrejiem ir dots kopsavilkums šiem pantiem 27. Nodaļā.
By faith he kept the Passover. Wait a minute, I already read that. 27. It says, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
Tātad Ebrejiem 11. Nodaļa 27. Pants. Jā, tātad ticībā viņš atstāja Ēģipti, nebīdamies no valdnieka dusmām, jo it kā neredzamo redzēts, viņš izturēja.
Now, as they're leaving, he gives them these Passover ceremonies. as they're leaving Egypt, God gives them Passover ceremonies to observe.
Tad tajā laikā, kad viņi iziet no Ēģiptes, Dievs iecer šo Pasha svētkus.
You see that starting in verse 43.
Mēs to redzam no 43. Panta.
Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 43. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, these are the regulations for the Passover.
Un tad 12. Nodaļa 43. Pants, un tas kungs sacīja uz Mozu un Āronu, šis ir likums par Pasha.
And it's kind of ironic that God would want to give them this ceremony right at the time when they're trying to leave Egypt.
Kaut kā ļoti interesanti un dīvaini šķiet tas, kad viņš iecer, Dievs iecer šo svētkus tieši tajā brīdī, kad tautai jāaiziet no Ēģiptes.
Imagine if there was a fire in this room.
Iedomājieties, ka šajā istabā būtu uguns.
And I get up and I say,
es pieceļos un saku,
okay, I think I know the way out through
tad,
the fire.
Tad es domāju, ka es zinu, kā izlausties no šīs uguns ārā.
And you're all panicking, the room is filling with smoke.
Mēs visi tur panikotu, jo istaba piepildās ar dūmiem.
And I say, but first, we need to remember this event because God is going to deliver us.
Bet vispirms es saku, nu tad mums ir jāatcerās šis notikums, jo Dievs mūs izvedīs.
And so next year at Christmas, we're all going to get candles.
Un nākamajā gadā Ziemassvētkos mēs visi saņemsim sveces.
And you know, we're gonna have these special cups to hold the candles.
Un būs arī tās krūzītes, trauci,
and we're gonna sing these songs.
Sveces, mēs dziedāsim dziesmas.
And why don't you prepare this kind of food for the celebration?
Kāpēc gan jums nesagatavot šādu veidu noteiktu ēdienu pie šīm svinībām?
But you're like, we gotta get out of here.
Bet jūs domājat, nu,
tell us the ceremony stuff later.
Pastāsti par šiem svētkiem vēlāk.
But it was important to tell them at that time.
Bet bija svarīgi par to izstāstīt tieši tajā laikā.
To give them the faith that they are going to get out.
Lai dotu viņiem tā kā ticību, lai viņi varētu iziet.
And to help them to remember afterward that it was the Lord that delivered them, so they wouldn't forget.
Lai viņi nekad neaizmirstu beigās pēc tam, ka tas ir Dievs, kas viņus no turienes izvedis.
And in these ceremonies,
un šajās svētku rituālās,
we see the Lord.
Mēs redzam to Dievu.
But yet, like I said earlier, not the total fulfillment.
Bet ne līdz galam piepildīt.
Not completely like Jesus, like Jesus would do.
Un ne tā, ne pilnīgi tā, kā Jēzus to darīja.
Ephesians chapter 2, we need to look at this.
Efeziešiem otrā nodaļa.
It says in verse 11, remember therefore that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth and the uncircumcised, called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that which is done in the body of, by the hands of men. Could you read? Tell them to read verse 11.
It's the 12th pants, Efeziešiem otrā nodaļa.
Un 20 arī. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. Can you read that much?
Tāpēc pieminiet, ka jūs, kas citkārt pēc miesas bijāt pagāni, tagad krustā, kurus tā saucamie rokām miesīgi apgreizīti, sauc par neapgreizītiem, reizsenos laikos bijāt bez Kristus šķirti no Izraela draudzes un izslēgti no apsolījumiem, bez dievšanī pasaulē, bet tagad jūs esat Kristu Jēzu.
So these ceremonies God gave to Israel. But the aliens, the foreigners, would have to be circumcised to be a part of it in, before Jesus came.
Tātad šie svētki tika doti izraeliešiem, bet visi tie, kas pēc tam pievienotos Izraeliem, viņiem būtu jābūt apgreizītiem, lai viņi varētu svinēt šos svētkus.
But now in Christ, you don't have to be circumcised to be partaker of the promises.
Bet Kristu mums nav jātop apgreizītiem, lai uz mums attiektu šie visi apsolījumi.
Because of the blood of Christ.
Jo tāpēc, kad Kristus asins par mums ir izlietas.
The picture of the Passover has been fulfilled.
Jo tagad pilnībā viss šis Pasha svētku iestādījums ir piepildīts. So
the shadow has gone and the reality has come.
Ēna ir pagājusi, bet realitāte ir tas, kas mums tagad ir.
And so the picture of circumcision is something that God wants to do in our heart.
Un apgraizīšana, tas simbols, tas ir tas, ko Dievs grib darīt mūsu sirdīs.
At this time it was something done by people's hands, cutting away the flesh of a man's penis. That was a physical thing. But God always wanted it to be symbolic of the heart being circumcised.
tajā laikā tas bija vīriešu dzimumu locekļa priekšādas nogriezāšana, bet tagad tas ir mūsu sirds darbs pie mūsu sirdīm.
Cutting away the fleshly parts of our lives.
Nogriešana nost mūsu miesīgai dzīvei.
And we would have a heart fully dedicated to God. Un
būtu sirds pilnībā nodota Dievam.
I was telling my son about this yesterday. He started to get concerned.
Es to stāstīju savam dēlam, viņš tāds bažīgs vakar
kļūst. I was like, don't worry, you don't have to do it.
Es viņam teicu, nu neuztraucies, tāds no
jā. He was like, oh, good.
Viņš tā, labi.
So you could read more in Galatians about why we don't need to be circumcised today.
Jūs to var cīkāk izlasīt vēstulē Galatiešiem, kāpēc tas neatiec uz mums šodien.
So, finally,
we're
at chapter 13 and 14.
Visbeidzot, mēs esam nonākuši pie 13. 14. nodaļas.
Where we see the consecration of the firstborn, the setting apart of the firstborn.
Un kur mēs redzam, kad pirmdzimtie tiek novēlēti Dievam.
And the deliverance through the Red Sea.
Un tas, kā izraelieši tik pārvesti pāri sarkanai jūrai.
Now, because of time, I'm just going to give you the references and you can look them up, how they relate to Christ.
Laika trūkuma dēļ es jums iedošu references, kur jūs varat paskatīties, kā tas ir saistīts ar Kristu.
The idea of the firstborn points to Jesus.
Ideja par pirmdzimto norāda uz Jēzu.
Who is called the firstborn.
Kika sauc par pirmdzimto.
In Romans 8:29.
Romiešiem 8. nodaļa 29. pants.
He is literally the firstborn of Mary in Luke 2:23.
Un 23. nodaļā Lūkas evaņģēlijā tiek parādīts, ka viņš ir arī pirmdzimtais, kas piedzimta Marijai.
Otrajā nodaļā 23. pants Lūkas. And in Colossians 1.
Un vēstulē Kolosiešiem 1. nodaļā.
Verse 15 and 18.
15 līdz 18. pants.
Talks about Jesus. Jesus is called the firstborn.
Jēzus ir saukts par pirmdzimto.
And therefore he has all authority given to him.
Un tāpēc viņam ir visa autoritāte.
Hebrews 1:6 also.
Ebrejiem 1:6 arī dzina par to runā.
It's a beautiful story how, you know, they God wanted them to teach their children about the Lord. He wanted their children to be dedicated to the Lord.
Tas ir brīnišķīgs stāsts par to, kā Dievs gribēja, lai katru ģimenes pirmdzimtais tiktu novēlēts viņam.
And I love verse 14.
Un patīk 14. pants.
It says, in days to come, when your son asks you, what does this mean? Say to him, with a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery.
Un ja tavs bērns šodien vai rīt tev jautā, kas tas ir? Tad atbild tam, ar stipru roku tas kungs man izvedis no Ēģiptes, no vergunām.
It's just, I love the idea of the curiosity in children, and God sets up things to create questions in them.
Man patīk tā ideja par to, kad Dievs radīja bērnus ar to vēlmi uzdot jautājumus.
Gives us an opportunity to teach them to love the Lord.
Un tas mums dod iespēju mācīt viņiem par Dievu, lai viņi mīl Dievu.
And this event, more than any other event in the Old Testament, the Israels were reminded to remember them. Remember this event.
Un vairāk par jebko citu, kas Izrēlā tiek likts atcerēties, ir tas, lai viņi atcerās tieši šo notikumu.
And remember how God delivered them through crossing the Red Sea.
Un lai viņi atcerās to, kā Dievs viņus pārveda pāri sarkanai jūrai.
Let's again look at Hebrews 11 for the commentary on the crossing of the Red Sea.
Un paskatīsimies, ko komentārs Ebrejiem 11. nodaļā saka par to, kā viņi pārvarēja sarkano jūru.
Chapter 11, verse 29.
11. nodaļa, 29. pants.
By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptian tried to do so, they were drowned.
Ticībā viņi izgāja cauri sarkanajai jūrai, kā pa sausu zemi, ko mēģinot eģiptieši noslīka.
So whose faith is
it
here?
Par kā ticību šeit tiek runāts?
The people.
Cilvēki.
We were talking about Moses' faith.
Un iepriekš runāja par Mozus ticību.
And his parents' faith.
Un viņu vecāku ticību.
Here it says, by faith the people.
Un šeit rakstīts, ka ticībā cilvēki izgāja cauri sarkanajai jūrai.
This is a picture of the people believing in Jesus Christ.
Un šis ir kā attēls tam, ka cilvēki ticēja Jēzus Kristum.
And 1 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 1, confirms this.
Un 1. Korintiešiem 10. Nodaļa.
For I do not want you to be ignorant of this fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
Brāļi, pirmais pants, brāļi, es gribu jums atgādināt, ka mūsu tēvi ir visu bijuši apakš padebeši un visi gājuši caur jūru, un visi padebesīja uz jūru uz Mozu kristīti. Un visi baudījuši to pašu garīgo barību un visi dzēruši to pašu garīgo dzērienu, jo tie dzēra no garīgās klints, kas tiem gāja līdzi, bet šī klints bija Kristus.
So the rock was Christ, which we'll see in later chapters where they drink water from the rock.
Un tad tā klints bija Kristus, ko mēs nākamajās nodaļās redzēsim.
But the idea of going through the Red Sea, it's a picture of baptism.
Bet kristības attēls ir tāds, kad viņi iet cauri sarkanai jūrai.
Just as the Israelites went through the Red Sea and they were saved by faith, we also are saved by faith, and the baptism is a picture of that transfer, of that deliverance from death.
Un tad mūsdienās mēs kristamies, lai parādītu to, ka mēs esam atgriezti no grēkiem, tāpat arī kā vecajā derībā, kad izrēlieši gāja cauri sarkanai jūrai, viņi, tas ir attēls kā tam, ka viņi tika izglābti.
Christian baptism means that it's a symbol of being buried with Christ.
Kristība nozīmē tas, ka jūs esat līdz ar Kristu apkrakti.
And then when you come up, you're resurrected with Christ.
Kad jūs paceļaties no zemūdens uz augšu, tad jūs esat kā attēls tam, ka jūs augšām celšies.
And it's an expression of your faith.
Un tas ir jūsu ticības apliecinājums.
And so if you're a believer, you should be baptized.
Ja jūs esat kristietis, jums jātop kristītam.
So, Lena was telling me she saw a video of people cutting open the ice and then going and getting baptized in there in Siberia.
Lena mums stāstīja par to, kā Sibīrijā cilvēki izgriežu alindi un tur kristiešā cilvēks.
But maybe we can go to Lībo Aqua Park and do it there if you want.
Labāk varbūt iet uz Lībo Aqua Park un darīt to tur, tikās vēlas.
But if you're a believer, you should be baptized.
Bet ja jūs esat ticīgais, jums vajadzēs kristīties.
If you have questions about that, we'll talk about it afterwards. But it's a great joy to see people baptized. But, however, if you kept reading, I don't know if you read the next verse, in 1 Corinthians 10, it says that those things, nevertheless, God was not pleased with many of them, their bodies were scattered all over the desert. They lost faith pretty soon.
But if we read the next verse, 1. Korintiešiem 10. Nodaļā, tāpēc 5. Bet uz lielāko daļu no viņiem Dievam nebija labs prāts, jo cilvēki drīz vien pazaudēja ticību.
So, as much as it's a picture of baptism, it's also it's a warning for us not to rely on your past experiences, but to continue to abide in faith.
Tas mums ir kā pamudinājums un pamācība, lai mēs neskatītos atpakaļ tikai uz to, ko mēs esam piedzīvojuši, bet paliktu ticībā arī tagad.
So, one other interesting thing here, verse 19 of chapter 13.
Vēl kāda interesanta lieta, 13. Nodaļā, 9. Pants.
Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place.
19.
Chapter
13,
verse
19. Tātad 19. Pants, 13. Nodaļa. Mozus arī paņēma līdzi Jāzepa kaulus, jo tas izrēlēšiem bija licis solīties ar zvērstu sacīdams. Dievs jūsu uzlūkodams uzlūkos, tad paņemiet manus kaulus līdzi no šajiem.
And the New Testament also comments on this.
Un jaunajā darība arī par to ir tas rakstīts.
But I think we're out of time. So, let me just conclude by saying, in John 8,
nobeigumā Jāņem ideāli 8. nodaļa.
Jesus is speaking with the Jews and he says, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed.
Jēzus runā ar jūdiem un saka, ja dāls jūs darīs brīvus, tad jūs patiesi būsiet brīvi.
And they said, well, we've never been in slavery.
Un viņi saka, nu mēs tik nekad neesam bijuši vedzībā.
Well, they forgot about this time in Egypt.
Bet viņi bija aizmirsuši par to laiku.
And the other times that they were sent, being captives in Babylon and other places.
Un par tiem pārējiem laikiem, kad viņi bija kā vergi Babilonijā un citur.
And maybe today we think, well, we've never been enslaved.
Un varbūt šodien mēs domājam, nu mēs arī nekad neesam bijuši vergi.
But Jesus said, whoever sins is a slave to sin.
Bet Jēzus saka, jebkurš, kurš grēko, tas ir grēka vergs.
And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Un ja dāls jūs dara brīvus, tad jūs būsiet brīvi patiešām.
A lot of people are in the same situation as the Jews, enslaved, needing a deliverer.
Un daudz cilvēki ir ir vergi, un viņiem vajadzīgs atpestītājs.
In fact, all of us were in that position.
Un patiesībā katrs no mums ir bijis tajā pozīcijā.
It's only through faith in Jesus Christ that we're saved.
Un tikai ar ticību Jēzum Kristum ir tas, ka mēs esam glābti.
To those Jews who believed in him, Jesus said,
tiem jūdiem, kuriem Jēzus ticēja, viņš
sacīja. If you continue in my word, then you're truly my disciples.
Jūs turpināsiet pēc mana vārda, tad jūs patiešām esat mani mācekļi.
And you'll know the truth.
Jūs zināsiet patiesību.
And the truth will set you free.
Un patiesība darīs jūs brīvus.
So, God has given us his word.
Dievs ir devis mums savu vārdu.
The word of truth.
Patiesības vārdu.
And it's realized in his true grace and truth is realized in Jesus Christ.
Un patiesība un žēlstība ir parādījusies savu Jēzu Kristu.
The law came from Moses. Well, Moses gave us the law.
Bauslība nāca ar Mozu, viņš mums to deva.
But Jesus gave us so much more.
Bet Jēzus deva mums daudz vairāk.
He's the prophet that God raised up to save us for an eternity.
Un viņš ir pravietis, ko Jēzus deva, lai mūs izglābs priekš mūzības.
So, do you know him?
Vai jūs pazīstat
viņu? Is he the great I am in your life?
Vai viņš ir es esmu jūsu dzīvēs?
Where he becomes everything that you need.
Viņš krūs par visu, kas jums vajadzīgs.
Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for hearing our cries and having compassion on us.
Jūs paldies, ka tu dzirdi mūsu lūkšanas un to, ko mēs lūdzam, ka tev ir līdzjūtība pret mums.
And for raising up a Savior.
Ka tu mums esi devis.
So that we can have hope, that we can have freedom, we can have life.
Mums var būt cerība, brīvība un gaisma.
Lord, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our life.
Mēs pateicamies, ka Jēzus Kristus ir mūsu dzīvība.
And our hope of glory.
Mums cerība uz nākotni.
Lord, I pray that you would lead us as you led Moses.
Es lūdzu, Dievs, ka tu mūs vadi līdzīgi kā tu vadi Mozi.
That you would speak to us.
Ka tu runā uz mums.
That we would know you.
Mēs varētu tevi pazīt.
See your glory.
Redzēt tavu godību.
And lead others in the way of truth.
Un vadi arī pārējos ticības ceļā.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for giving your blood for us on the cross. Taking the punishment that we deserved. And offering us your righteousness. We would have no hope besides you. So, cleanse our consciences.
Atver mūsu sirdsapziņu.
And help us to come boldly before your presence.
Un palīdz mums bez bailēm nākt pie tava troņa.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus, vārdā.
Amen. One more thing. In Hebrews it says that we have not come to a blazing fire, but we've come to Jesus Christ and to the God who is all-consuming fire.
Un Ebrejiem rakstīts, ka mēs neesam nākuši pie
blazing fire, like at the burning bush.
Pie tāda kā degoša krūma.
But we've come to Jesus Christ.
Bet mēs esam nākuši pie Jēzus Kristus.
And our God is an all-consuming fire.
Un mūsu Dievs ir
an all-consuming fire just consumes your life.
Kas apņem visu mūsu dzīvi.
So, something to think about as you go.
Kādu lietu, ko es varu padomāt.
Burn for the Lord.
Deg tieši tā krūma.
Who was it that said, make me your fuel, O flame of God?
bija kāds, kas teica, dari man par savu degmaisību, kas varu degt priekš tā Dievu.
Thank you as a missionary.
Domāju, ka tas bija kāds misionārs.
Be on top of the Lord.
Dievu priekš Dievu.
God bless you.